myself and the councillor Michael Gillespie met with the board to set our views in relation to what we feel should be the management of the nursing home, and that it should be run by the HSE, which we believe would be better for the staff and for the residents of the nursing home itself, and would secure the future in the long term as well, because as a voluntary nursing home, they are dependent on funding and maybe dependent on local fundraising, which we don't feel is adequate. So we outlined what we felt, our views where they acknowledged that our position, but said that it wasn't the decision that they were taking, and they were quite happy to continue on as management themselves. But we feel that it's important that the HSE should take it on board and should take responsibility for it, because I think it's the way it has to stay is in public ownership, and that's vitally important.
And what has the HSE been saying about this to date? Have they given any indication that they're willing to take ownership of it, or are they refusing to do so?
The HSE will say they're not willing to take ownership until the point when they take ownership. So they will play the game. Basically, what we're saying is that it would be the best for everybody. Obviously, that's not the views of everybody of the board and that are involved in it. But we feel that that's the way it should be. And you know, and when you talk about at the HSE, you talk about Cador, they talk about it in the context of the overall nursing home programme in the county, the HSE involved programme. So that's, I think, shows that they're, what their intention is and how they view the nursing home. We have to make sure that they take it on board and recognise the importance of it and sustain it into the future.